Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous Us Project. Today we have two stories for you. The first is by a prospective parent, prospective father, and the second is by a donor-conceived individual. And the first story is titled, The Truth and Miracles. We are now very close to becoming parents to two little precious girls, both conceived from donated egg and sperm. The truth is that this was not our first choice at parenthood. I have known my wife since I was 12 years old, and I can say that over the years we have memories and episodes of triumph over adversity only read in climactic love stories. We romanticized a world without barriers, racial or cultural differences, and would talk of how our life would be as a married couple. If we could just be left to love each other. The thought of being her husband was as thrilling as thinking I'd win the lottery someday. Simply a euphoric blur that made me smile. I would ponder for hours on how this same love we constantly nourished together would someday help us start a family. Sometime in the very distant future, I tell her. Over the years of marriage, we traveled, we danced the night away, focused on our careers, and created a positive marriage, and built a stronger bond that would prepare us for parenthood and the worst to come. Shortly after trying, never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that both her and I would have fertility issues. The consensus is like all couples struggling with fertility. We badly wanted to be parents and couldn't comprehend or accept the notion that our bodies had failed us. Not just hers, but also mine. That somehow if I had exercised more, eaten more oysters, drank less alcohol, or even tried conceiving sooner, that we would not be in this situation. The list goes on. Reading donor children's stories on here makes this one-sided. They don't fully understand the amount of blood and tears, literally, that their parents went through to even get a chance at parenthood. What a tragedy to be told that you and the person you love will never have kids. That all the years of dreaming are simply that. Just a dream. It takes a great deal of courage, hope, and faith to take new avenues into parenthood. Unorthodox, to say the least, but effective. We had tried IVF twice with our own genetics, and both failed. We had four options left. A. Give up. B. Adopt. C. Keep trying and go bankrupt on a 5% chance for success with our own DNA. Or D. Try donor egg and sperm, but have an 86% chance for success. Option D was the last option, considering we were depleted emotionally, physically, and spiritually. We had to argue, discuss the ethical aspect of what we were about to commit to, and even cried and grieved the loss of our childhood dreams of raising our DNA babies. We even discussed whether we would love them the same as our own. What will they look like? Would they rebel against us? Will they leave to find their biological donors? And if so, how would we feel? When do we tell them if we decide to? I mean, this isn't easy, and I don't think donor children understand what goes into making this type of decision. We embraced the idea, and now we are ready to become parents. To love and care for these children, whether they find themselves curious at age 16, whether people spend hours trying to find physical similarities, I am prepared to be their father, no matter what is said here. Besides, I have a niece that lost her mother to cancer when her mom was only 31 years old. Her biological father refuses to accept responsibility and hasn't been there since she was born. So it just goes to show that DNA isn't always the glue that keeps a family together, or what makes a father a father. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful to our donors, but clearly we are nurturing these children. So to all donor children, before you contemplate how or why or who decided to have you, consider the journey that your parents have gone through to give you a home. I know when my children ask questions, I will be transparent and honest. Our last story for today is entitled, "To Any Parent That Thinks Their Donor-Conceived Child Simply Doesn't Care." I don't really know if people understand how kick-ass it is that moms like mine had the strength to bring a child into this world on their own. You know, at first, that's the only way I would look at my situation. That way, things were more positive. But in reality, my kick-ass mom never knew and never will know the damage that not having a father has caused me. To whoever is reading this, I know what you're thinking right now. Why don't you just tell your mom how you feel? I really, really wish it was that simple. That I could sit down with her, look her in the eyes, and say, "I don't think you understand how it feels for me to wake up every morning and realize that my biological father is looking up at the same sky. We look up and see the exact same thing every single day, and yet this man has absolutely no idea who I am. I just want to scream about the half-siblings. How I know they exist, how I know that she is aware of their existence too, because she used to have an account with the donor sibling registry. How betrayed I feel that she kept these 7 people that share my DNA from my reach. My mom is kick-ass. She really is. But it doesn't conceal the idea of loss or curiosity or anything in between. No matter how kick-ass my mom is, I will think about the siblings with my same donor's blood rushing through their veins. No matter how kick-ass my mom is, I will still not have the courage to tell her that I found my biological father. It was like many donor-conceived offspring, through nothing more than a few Google searches. She can never know that I feel unhappy enough to the point where she, the one that paid thousands of dollars to bring me into this world, is not enough to satisfy me. People comment on her photos all of the time, making remarks like, "Wow, the two of you look so much alike." But if they really looked close enough, they would see it. How our noses are polar opposite. How although our eyes are both brown, mine are shaped differently. How our skin tones are not even remotely close. Yet, they just see a photo of two girls and immediately conclude that two brunettes with brown eyes that are related look alike. I love my mom more than anyone in this entire world, but would be lying if I said that things are going perfectly. They aren't. I want to know what life is like for my biological father. I want to know if he stares up at the same sky, knowing I am out there in this huge world, staring right back. And those are all of our stories for today. Just want to thank you for writing in and being brave enough to share your journey with us. And keep up the good work. I will see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project.